Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Congregation, or should I say hello? Hello, congregation. How are you today? How are you guys doing? It's me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and I'm here for another episode, another installment of Scam Goddess. And I'm what? Yes, I'm very excited. I'm super thrilled for our guest today. Do you guys like my British accent? Like, look, I used to do this in London when I lived there. I tried it out on people and it worked in the hardware store. So don't give me the
criticism. I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. Oh, you guys already have a sneak preview of who's here. So today we have a dancer, a model, and an actor on the show. Most recently, he's appeared in Taylor Swift's latest music video, You Need to Calm Down, which has won 2 MTV Video Music Awards. You can also see him featured in the Savage X Fenty Volume 2 fashion show, giving fashion, giving hottie, giving botty. Congregation, please welcome Dexter Mayfield. Dexter!
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, it's such a pleasure.
So good.
Let me stop before I get stuck.
Right, I'm like,
in it.
It's such a pleasure. Oh my God, I can do something. I know people are annoyed with me, and that's fine. I know they're annoyed.
They have to be annoyed with me as well because I went along with
it. It's so good, though. Dexter, I love the red hair. I love the vibe. I met Dexter at a premiere for We Are Here, which is a show on HBO Max that you should be watching. It's Eureka, 100%. Shangela, Bob the Drag Queen, and they go across the country into like tiny little towns and they find like queer people who like haven't had the support of like a big city where there's like more of us gays, and they like do like, you know, a drag show at the end, but they also talk to the families. It's a bit of a tearjerker. I love it so much. But we met there, and I went there because I was like, I'm gonna get all these queens on my show. I was like, yeah, fun, but also like, come do my podcast.
100% accurate. I'm a witness. I can attest. Here I am.
Thanks. Listen, okay? We're here. And now you're here.
We're here.
But also, can you be here on my podcast? Like, I know y'all here, but can y'all be here on the podcast as well?
And I love it.
I love this for me. What I was going to tell you, because we were talking a little bit before we started, so I had a hater at that event.
No. So
yes. And it was a black woman. Like, she was really petty.
What had happened?
So this is what had happened. So when we get to the premiere, it's like, you know how there was like the red carpet or the pink carpet or whatever, like you get inside the Sony lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I pull up in my Uber Black or whatever with my homegirl. And
as you should,
we stop because we're like, oh, that's where the carpet is. And I'm there kind of for work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I will say is, like, I love my gays because a Black Lady Sketch Show, iCarly, they'd be like, oh, we know you. Like, anywhere else I go, I'd be like, hi, my name is Lacey Mosley. I'm on these shows. Like, I know no one knows me here, but my publicist told me to come. Like, I'm very like,
exactly.
I'm so sorry that I'm here. But can y'all just write it on the thing so they know? Like, but here they're like, no, bitch, we know you. And I was like, ah, this is where I live. So we go, so we stop at the carpet. Like, we get out. And so when we stopped, the security guard was like, y'all can't get out here. Like, this is not the stopping point. Y'all got to go down there. And I'm like, baby girl, I'm in heels. I'm not walking the ghetto.
Period.
Walking.
In the conversation.
Walking with my legs. You want me to move my legs?
I was supposed to wear a heel that night, but you know, I was like, I'm not going to do it because I don't know the space. I don't know what's happening.
You know, Emil... shout out to to Confess Your Mess.
Baby,
but I'm going to out you, Emil. I'm sorry, I'm going to out you. I know you're going to hear this, but Emil, and listen to this podcast with his boo and fiance, Confess Your Mess, AJ Gibson. He was wearing heels, and honey, by the time I ran into him.
And I was right there when he took them off, and he
it
had
was
the
giving
good
let out.
Walk.
It was it giving was let
giving
out.
That good grandma. Out of church, done.
It was giving, if you can't go to Bella Noche's, where can you go?
Where can you go? It went a slow pace and a pigeon toe and all
a
of
limp.
The things.
Okay, Emil ain't been shot 9 times, but he was
though.
Surely walking
so
like 50
much.
Cent. He was walking like
it
50
was
so, Cent.
Oh my God. And the part that was killing me, AJ started leaving him. He was like, you're not going to walk with me. If you walking like this, so I'm just gonna separate myself for a look.
He was like, this is embarrassing. Aren't you embarrassed?
And that's exactly what happened.
Look,
oh my God.
Emil is a fine man. Look at his Instagram. His abs are aggressive. He's doing great. But the heels, he was like, all right, I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna head out, you know? And he took the heels off.
Because he wasn't sitting down nowhere. He wasn't sitting down nowhere. And I told him, I was like, listen, if you gonna have these 4-5-6 inch heels, you got to sat down somewhere.
Right, because some shoes are meant for sitting.
I'm supposed to wear a pair tonight to an event, and guess what? It's a dinner party, so it's perfect. We're great.
Right, for sitting. I'll never forget, my mom bought me a pair of Louboutins for my graduation, and I tried them bitches on in the store, and I was like, these are so painful. And they're like, yeah, they're meant for sitting. Like, you just sit in them. I was like, I sit in shoes? Like, don't you gotta move your body to go places? And they were like, no, no, no. And now I'm like, yeah. Do you know that if your feet hurt for a few days after you take off a heel, more likely than not, you have broken a bone in your foot because there's tons of bones in your feet. And so they heal naturally. But like, if you take off some heels and you hurting for a few days, not just like an hour or two or just that night, you most likely broke some bones in your foot.
You better go figure it out. You better,
and listen,
you better.
I be breaking these bones all the time. I'm like, I'm gonna need these bones to congeal into a pagal. Thank you, because we're wearing the shoe.
Congeal into a pagal.
Okay, we're wearing the shoe. We're wearing the shoe, guys. Feet.
We have to. It's part
Get
of the process.
With the program. Which reminds me, Wiki Feet, give me 5 stars. I know I don't deserve it. I told y'all, my feet look like I've been, like, you know, letting fans, like, sticking them in fans, like little air fans, like, just cutting them up. They're ugly. But scam Wiki Feet and give me 5 stars. So.
Exactly.
But so, to finish this, the security guard, so she was like, y'all can't stop right here. Like, y'all got to stop over here. I'm like, baby girl, in the time that you're telling us to do all this, like, we just going to get out the car. I was like, we getting out the car. It's all good. Like, the car's going to leave.
That's it. We're done.
So we get out the car. She's mad. A hater. I incited a hater. And, you know, on this podcast, they all know about hater jobs. Being in security, absolutely a hater job. Like,
beyond
your whole job is
job.
To keep people out. It's to, like, be mean. Like, it's a hater job. It's necessary, but it's a hater job. So.
Absolutely.
We go in. We take our pictures. We do whatever, right? Then we go to the bathroom once and we end up just like checking our makeup, chilling, whatever. And all the bathrooms, you know, there were like how bathrooms should be, which is just like gender neutral. So there's like people who are men or people who are non-binary, women, like everybody's in the same bathrooms and ain't nothing
Everyone's
going on. Like
welcome.
It's just chilling. So
we
come out and I was like, well, I need to get a picture of my fit. So my homie takes a picture of my fit on this couch just inside. And then the security lady comes in, and this is a different lady. And she's like, oh, you actually can't sit on the furniture. I'm like, oh, okay, girl, we're just getting this photo off real quick. Is that cool? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. So then the other security lady, the hater lady, comes in after her and is like, you have to get off the couch. I'm like, girl, we was getting off. We was just getting the photo for the gram. Okay.
Like, so we done now.
We done now. So we get up, we go, we're watching the premiere. It's cold. I didn't bring a jacket. I'm a cold hoe at this point. So I was like, oh, let's just go back to the bathroom for a second. Like, just warm up. So we go back to the bathroom. And tell me why there was like a security guard in there. My homegirl who went came with me. I'm not gonna say her name. She was lit. And like when she's lit, she be talking to people. I wasn't lit because I missed the drinks because I was taking photos and shit. So she's lit and she just likes to talk to people when she listens. She's like, oh, where you from? Like, who are you? Like, da, da, da. I'm like, you don't gotta be chatting with everybody now. But
not that cordial.
Right. But most of the time it's fine and she makes great friends and we end up having great experiences. So I'm not gonna knock it because I love it. It's not me and that's why I love her because she be doing stuff I don't. So she talks to a security guard and the security guard is like paying her dust and it's just some random security guard. So then the security guard leaves. Tell me why the hater security guard comes in the bathroom, accosts me and says, I heard you were in here doing drugs.
Stop playing with me right now. She said, I heard you're doing a dry.
I was like, bitch, who? I was like, do you want to check my purse? Like, I don't got no drugs. Like, what are you talking about?
Wow. And she was like,
well, I'll just believe you. And I was like, who told you? Like, who? What? I was like, what was this report? Like, who told you? She was like, someone said someone in pink boots. And I was wearing pink thigh-high pleather boots. She was like, they said that they were doing drugs. I'm like, bitch, you made this up. You just mad that I didn't listen
first
to your dumbass in the beginning.
First of all, at the event that we was at, it was real nice and it was real elevated. But at the end of the day, it is the community. And the community is going to do what the community is going to do. So I highly doubt anybody from the community would literally go up to a security guard talking about, I saw a black girl in pink boots doing drugs. Get her.
What?
In what world do you think that is fathomable?
She made that shit up. And I was dying because I was
And she was out here scamming. She was out here scamming and hating. And those two do not mix.
And that's why I say, like, look, y'all got to know when you meet in a petty person and you have to know how to disarm them. Because the best way to disarm a petty ass person in a petty ass job, like a parking meter, like da 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 da, is kindness. You can't get mad.
That's all you can do. That is literally all you can do.
You deserve to get mad. You cannot get mad because that's only gonna make the situation worse. Because that's what they want. Like one time, I was late for a flight, which I constantly am, and because I call myself like I do Michelle Obama hours, so I go to the airport like I'm about to just walk up the stairs on the plane, like I just be acting like I'm flying private.
Michelle Obama hours, very self-explanatory.
I don't like to be in airports, but I was like I slid under this like it was like a red eye, so it's late at night at LAX. I slid under this little like you know the little gatekeeper thingies that they have with the little rubber or whatever the fuck it is. And this lady, a petty police, she was like, oh, you can't do that. You need to go back downstairs. She told me to go back downstairs. Like I was in goddamn middle school or something. Like I got to go stand in the wall, face the corner. I was like, no, bitch. And that's what I'm saying in my head. But out loud, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I'm just so late for my flight. I'm so sorry. I will never do it again. I will go around this thing, but I can't go downstairs because I'll miss my flight. I'm so sorry.
That is absolutely it.
Well, what's your ticket? And I was like, I'm flying first class. Like, this is my ticket. And she was like, okay, you can go. But I had to disarm her. I had to apologize a lot. Like, sometimes just, like, humble yourself and apologize. You don't always got to
turn around people. It honestly makes life so much better and such a smooth transition. Because I remember I was getting in somebody's car and they was popping stupid off at me. And I was like, listen, I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. I think I was working at Bloomingdale's at the time. I was like, I'm just trying to get to work. Can we just figure this out and be okay? And by the end of the ride, at the end of the ride, they was like, I'm so sorry for the energy that I was giving you. I was like, it's totally fine. I get it. We all have our days. But yes, simply disarming someone is to be nice to them. And it sucks that that's what the only way for some people to understand, you don't have to jump ignorant from out the gate for no reason.
Kindness is disarming. It is. It's because it's like, what are you going to do when a bitch smiling at you? Like, what are you going to do when a bitch is being nice? Like, how you going to stay mad?
Are you now going to take a take a position of dominance and be like, let me flex on them. Like, no, it's not going to work.
And how do you flex if somebody's like, I'm laying down? Like, how do you flex if they're like, so sorry? Like, I'm telling you guys, a strategic apology, a strategic kindness, even if you don't mean that shit, even if somebody's being an asshole to you, sometimes you just suck it up and you be nice and you'll get what you want because they feel dumb. Like, they don't have any energy coming back at them. And so then they feel stupid.
It's like, why am I acting this way? Like, why am I acting like a complete buffoon.
Right. Like, y'all know I'm a horrible driver. I told y'all I never took a driver's license test. Don't understand how that happened, Texas. But sometimes I be cutting people off. I be doing fucked up shit.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. I walked up. I showed her I passed my driver's exam from my test where everybody was giving each other answers, and she gave me the
Not cheating. Not y'all cheating. And he was like, hey, what does yield mean? What does yield mean?
We didn't even do that. We just opened the book because our teacher left for 2 hours of the entire exam. We was done in 30 minutes chilling.
That's irresponsible as fuck. I can't believe this teacher left. Y'all in here cheating. Not cheating on the driver's license test.
They was like, we done drove y'all for X amount of hours. We know what y'all doing here.
At least you know the information. Four. The left lane is fast or slow.
And that was the thing. We didn't even need to ask. We all just opened our books and got the answers.
I was in there cheating. Not on driving. That's the most dangerous form of transportation, statistically. I think about that every time I get on a plane. But, because I'm like, I hate flying, but I'm like, statistically, it is worse to drive. Why am I comfortable driving? But I'm a terrible driver. So sometimes I be cutting people off or doing some wild shit. And like, if they honk at me or start having road rage, I'll like, either sometimes I'll act like I don't hear it because they be doing too much and they be yelling at me. And I just be like, I'm just going to pretend I can't hear. But sometimes I'll just like smile and wave and be like, sorry. Like, I'm a woman. That's when I let like, you know, misogyny take over and I'm like, I'm just a woman, don't know how to operate a motor vehicle, you know, and then like let them go. Cause sometimes people with road rage will follow you, which I'm like, bitch, if you were so mad about the traffic or about what I did to you, like, don't you have somewhere to go? Now you taking some time to follow me.
What happened to this place that you were in such a hurry to get to?
Now you're not in a hurry. Now you following me. And I've been followed several times. I need to work on my driving. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to pray about it and let God take over. But
you going to let Jesus take the wheel. That's all right.
And that's what he do. Every time I get in the car, I'm like, Jesus, you got it? Put it in gear. Because I don't. You know I don't. Okay.
The way I just spat it, I'm going to spat this drink out. Oh, my God.
Dexter, I have to ask you. 16 yes. minutes in. Wow. Guys, it's going to be a treat.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. 16 minutes in. Dexter, what is your relationship with scams? Like, have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? Do you hate them? Like, it could be anything.
I mean, for some reason, somebody tried to come at me with press juicery purchases for over $150 like a couple of months ago, and then I have to cancel my card, then I have to wait for my other card, then I have to, you know, submit an appeal, but just so they could go to press juicery. That was just one that really triggered me recently.
Damn, you had a bougie-ass scammer. He went to press juicery scammer. With your shit.
Bougie scammer. But the problem is, it didn't even go through because that's what triggered it. And I was like, well, caught it now. Bye. Hope it was worth it.
So your bank was like, you don't drink fresh juice.
They put the kibosh on it. They probably were. I was
Dexter,
doing
we ain't
a lot
never
of traffic
seen you near a press
juice. And a press juicery for $150 in Santa Monica when I live elsewhere. But yeah,
elsewhere. It's
just, you know, I was like, remember, we out here in these streets. Right. I don't know who trying to scam
when
me
I live other places. Least descriptive.
Exactly.
Yes.
Normally my relationship to scamming is like nothing like serious. Just, you know, folks on certain apps be like, oh, how are you beautiful? Then 3 weeks later, it's like, I have emergency. Can you send me some money to Algeria or some foreign country? I've just made that up. That was a code name. Nothing against that. Anybody in Algeria, just so
now you clear. Gucci, just like a faraway place. They're like, hey, I'm having surgery in Cameroon.
I have not. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, I'm just sorry, I don't have it. And, you know, because I don't go for the scam, you know, all of a sudden that person just exits, you know, the room.
Right.
But let me see. I guess it's low-key scams that I notice. Like, in the industry that we in, like, let's say, you know, there's a term that people call a certain group of people, which is BG. We'll just call them BG. And then, you know, being a dancer, a lot of times, production, you know, PAs and production producers, sometimes they like to lump us all in the same group. I'm like, you just hired this person at 8 a.m. this morning versus me having 5, 6, 8 hour multiple rehearsals to show up to set and do certain things. So then when I show up to set, and you asking me to do XOXO that a BG person should do, then we're going to have a problem. And then I'm going to get triggered. And then I'm going to look like an asshole when I have to put you in your place, in which I most definitely will if you keep trying to pull shenanigans and scams on me.
I had to start telling people, and I've said this not on this podcast, but every single job that I've gotten hired on, every single one, there has been somebody who comes up to me and was like, oh, you're here really early for background work, or oh, you're da-da-da. I was like, bitch, I work here. And it got to the point where now if they say it to me, I stop and I very calmly say, hey, if you don't know what someone's station is at a place, you should ask them, because it feels incredibly racist for you to just assume that I'm here as someone who is a day player or someone that you picked up off of a website. I'm actually on this show and you've offended me. And I do it because I'm like, no, like, you're not going to gaslight me first thing in the morning. That's the other thing I tell people.
First,
is like,
it's always first thing.
First
in the morning.
I'm like, it's 5 a.m. and already you doing thing. Racism to me at 5 a.m.? You got up, you like, the best part of waking up. There's racism in your cup. You doing racism to me at 5 a.m.? No.
Like, legit.
And let me get breakfast.
And I do love when we are on set and we are on camera and we are the main talent, and then all of a sudden they face
They see
those.
It.
They see it, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, Dexter, do you need anything? Do you need anything? I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Right. Like, just don't assume. It's super racist. Just ask people if you do not know. Because what you're saying is like, you're Black, so you possibly couldn't be here for anything valuable. And not to say that background isn't valuable. It absolutely is. But there's no qualifications
it is so
to
valuable.
Be background.
That is
you just
it's
submit.
Some hardworking people.
Hardworking
again,
people and great people, but I'm like,
my ministry. I did
no.
not sign up
well,
for.
Also, there's just more not... work. There's more
exactly.
work entailed than you being a dancer, you going to show, like, you know, going to practice and rehearsal and stuff. There's more work and talent required to do that than to just submit a picture and be in the back of a scene. It's just, it's not the same. It's like if you were
the
CEO the of a company and they were like, hey, here are my keys. Can you go park my car? It's like, nigga, what? I'm Jeff Bezos. You don't see my cue ball head? You don't see all the murders I'm responsible for?
I mean, honestly, his wife gave him that very much energy when she met Leonardo DiCaprio this most Ooh. Recently, child.
She was like, Jeff who? She started looking at that man like she was about to risk it all. I'm like, you gonna risk it all
honey,
when you with the, one of the richest
honey,
men in the
she
world?
Went into, she saw Leo. She said, scam mode on level 5,000.
Activate. But I'm like, baby girl, if you ain't Gen Z, Leo ain't looking at you. Like, you know, he likes him a young thing.
Or Gen Z adjacent. Right. Adjacent. Where, you know, you may not
If you've
be
heard
Gen
of
Z,
the show Cheers, Leonardo ain't gonna date you.
I'ma punch you square through this.
I'm just saying,
right
if you've heard Frasier, if you know tossed salad and scrambled eggs, you too old for Leo. Hell, if you watch Friends,
salad and scrambled eggs.
Your favorite
you
show
what,
better
though,
be Stranger Things.
you
better not
you what,
know
though,
that there's reboots.
HBO Max messed up and put Family Matters on, so I'm checking in on Family Matters all the time.
Well, guys, 23 minutes in, We're going to start our first segment. What's hot in fraud? I'll tell you, Marina's probably over here pulling out her hair. I don't think I've ever gone to 23 minutes before I got to a first segment.
It's our connection. I'm so sorry.
I love it. Y'all go live. It's going to be what it is. So this is the part of the podcast where we warn our listeners about scams that are popping on the street. But more often than not, you all know these days, it's a listener letter. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgotispod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Amen. So here we go. Mom's going to cuss me out for saying amen after cursing, but it's fine. here we go. This scam. Give me a fake name, Dexter. We don't care about gender.
We're going to use Kiki. Let's keep it cute. Kiki. Call it Kiki.
And we are having Kiki, and we're going to talk, and Kiki is also going to be the name. So Kiki says, I'm going to read this. I don't normally read stuff at the top, but hello, I love this podcast and it's gotten me through some hard days. Thank you. Thank you, Kiki. Aww. Thank you. That's what we do it for. So for context for the story, I'm a university. I'm going to say you at university. Okay. But or are you a university? That's fine. So it says, and at my university, a food truck will come twice a week. This one week, a food truck came in that made these brisket fries. A friend and I went to the truck to get these fries and they were absolutely delicious. Come on, brisket fry, that sound good. You better put some brisket on a fry.
So good.
Amen. Biscuit on a fry. So the next day, I went through my usual routine and I asked my friend what she thought about her fries. Damn, you was really thinking about them fries. Like, they must have been good as hell if the next day you was like, hey girl, so
heavy on the mind. Heavy on the mind.
How you feel about them? Let's talk about the fries. Like, hey, I'm going to FaceTime you about the fries. Like, okay. So, they talk about the fries. She said they were good, but she believed the workers at the food truck might have taken her card information. I was like, why? How? And she was like, someone used my card to buy $50 worth of stuff at Walmart. And I was like, oh, that sucks. But deep down, I didn't want to believe it. Damn, them fries must have been good if you was willing to ignore fraud. You were like, nah, there's no way that these delicious-ass fries robbed you.
No, never.
Never, not these fries. Mm-mm. Yum, yum, bitch. Okay, I love it. Yeah! So thankfully, I paid in cash for my food and was willing to go back to the truck and pay with cash again because the fries were that good. So listen, Kiki said, look, I don't even care if they over here robbing people. The fries are good. And I've been there, Kiki. When I was in college, there was a hot dog man who used to make hot dogs and he put this barbecue crack sauce on them. And when we would come back from the club, from a party, he'd be out on the street and making these hot dogs. And he had like 8 kids, like no lie. And I remember one time he was like, oh, can I have your number? And I was like, damn, this hot dog is so good. I gave that man my number. And then I woke up the next morning. Why did I do that?
Why did I do that? Absolutely.
Y'all, those hot dogs were hitting. If you went to the University of Pittsburgh, you know the hot dog man on Oakland Ave, on the South Side, you know. I was like, yeah, you can have my number. You deserve it. What else you want? My credit card? Like, you can have whatever you want. We good. Like, they were good, Dexter. They would.
Hey, I can relate. I can relate. Back in my college days, back in whenever they were.
back in whenever they were.
but there was this one spot called Chicken Express. To be honest,
I know Chicken Express.
You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, after a nice college moment, a cute college party, Chicken Express is the best thing.
They got that white gravy.
It's that white gravy and that damn sweet tea. It's that white gravy and that damn sweet tea.
You taking me back. My leg is shaking. That white gravy. I had to dip that chicken in the white gravy. No, don't do this to me.
Because ain't no seasoning on the chicken. You can't have chicken just dry. You can't have it. Cannot do it. But you put it in that gravy, all is well with
all it. All good. It's anti-black. You got to have seasoning. It's what it is. So, they were like, I'm going to go back to the truck. I don't care. Like, that's my man. I'm going to stick beside him. And I love that. So they were supposed to show up the next day and I was ready to go order. But when I went outside, there was no food. Truck in sight. And I know I did a weird comma there, but there was no food truck
in sight. It's okay. I received it.
That's when I realized that they probably did use my friend's card info, because why would they just not show up when they were scheduled to show up? Anyway, if they did use people's card info, I think it was messed up to take a bunch of broke college students' card info. Here's a picture of what the fries looked like, because I always take pictures of my food. I'm going to show this to you and we'll put it on the... Oh, damn! Hold on.
Oh.
Let me see if I can get into, like, really, because I'm using my...
I can see.
Can you see that? Oh my God.
What's the stuff on top of it?
That's the scallions. Them scallions. Ooh.
Ma'am, come on, surf and turf in a different way. Oh my God.
And these curly fries, and the curly fries look seasoned. Look at them fries. They dark skin. Look at that. They seasoned.
Oh yeah, they got that hue to them.
And they done put some kind of, oh, is that a sesame seed on top of there? The damn sesame seed? Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, they busted.
No wonder she was throwing her friend info on them.
She said, y'all want my friend card info again? Y'all want my friend card info again? Because I didn't give it to you. Because I just
remember, I'm just giving y'all cash, so don't come for me. I'm giving y'all cash. So
but y'all want my friend driver's license photo? I took a picture. I'll give it to you. Not you.
I'll give you her ATM pin, all of it.
Anything you need, y'all got the fries though? Scratch it. Y'all got the fries though? Like, oh man, them fries look good. I won't lie. I might get scammed to go back and get some more of those fries. They was busted.
I mean, I'll join you. I will join you. I'm not mad. I will join you.
I understand. I agree with you. I sympathize. Like, I love you.
But I also understand.
I'm not mad at it. But yeah, like guys, when you go places, you have to be very careful about your credit card information, but also just be vigilant of your card, because you can't stop people from taking your card information. Like, they do it at the gas station. Like, you always need to check and, like, put your hand. Like, if you go to a gas station, you should always put your hand on the card receiver, try to pull it, try to see if anything comes out, because a lot of people will slide, like, little copiers into the gas station. It's the most common place that they get your credit card info. But you just have to be careful. And, like, yeah, if they get you, like, hopefully you have a petty-ass bank like Dexter's, it's like, you don't live in Santa Monica. You don't like pressed juice.
$100?
$150? Like, we could see you getting one pressed juice. Like, because you be out here dancing and stuff. So we know you athletic. But $150 worth of pressed juice, nigga, we know you. We know you don't do that.
He's like, you a big dude. So it's fine. Like,
it's not okay. Even about being big. I think it's just like, they was like, you ain't ever Dexter... You like
you do water. Your little you order your little vegan stuff from DoorDash or whatever, but like you know, not like no you fresh got juicery.
You got 12 cardamom apple juices. No, we know this is not you. Turmeric. Put the hold on. Put the hold on right now.
They got 9 green juices. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. Even though when I was recently in Australia, they would bring this green juice, and I'd be like, oh, this one slaps. So they put the right amount of apple and the right amount of
Australia.
Ginger.
Come on, Australia, down under.
Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Aussie, Aussie, Leipzig. So,
guys,
that's all I know how to say. And somebody from Australia was like, I ain't never heard that. And I was like, Leipzig.
No.
And more accents. Guys, this episode is about accents. Me doing terrible ones. But guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We will be right back with my favorite part of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went
back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cunt! And we are back. And it's time for historic Hoodwinks to guy. I was going to say today, guys, and then it became to guy. Today, guys, we're talking about Dana Lawrence, who's a woman who's known by over a dozen names in a dozen states. We love a switch up. We love a different name.
I was like, but that name Dana Lawrence sounds familiar. Do I know this?
You might know Dana Lawrence. You might know her because she was getting around town. And by town,
well,
I mean,
let's get into it. What did Dana do?
So this is Dana. Ooh, she got a good scammer face because it's hella forgettable. This is literally every Kappa Gamma at every college around the country.
Every tri-delt. Like, every tri-delt.
Right. This is like, we want to go any pie. We want to da-da-da. Like, it's like, Dana, I love your face because it's hella forgettable. Like, rob everybody. Like, this is the most generic neutral
secure
face.
Secure your bag. Secure
get
your bag.
Get your bag, Dana. Love this for you. And a name like Dana, you can run it up. Love this. So she has a penchant for seducing men before taking what she needs from them and ditching the state with her children in tow. Over the course of her career and being on the run for 14 years, she swindled tens of thousands of dollars from unwitting victims. Real hot girl shit.
It's like, period.
Period. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Love this. She said, you want to menage with a new body? Except for it was like the new name. You want to menage with a new Dana? Like, what's the new name, Dana? Love it. Love this. So Dana Lawrence grew up in St. Augustine, Florida. Of course she did, because Florida, chef's kiss. You know, for America, the scammers go, it's like Brooklyn. Delicious. Brooklyn is like our Silicon Valley of scams. And then I think a close second is obviously Florida, because the Florida man, come on now, they out here wilding.
Anywhere in Florida. Anywhere.
Very embarrassing for us as a country. Love it for them. I don't know what the third spot would be. It probably would be Los Angeles.
I don't know. I wouldn't say LA.
I feel like we just don't be getting caught. What would you say? I'm just talking about the continental U.S. I'm not factoring in Nigeria. I'm not factoring in. Because really, that's where, like, everything was perfected. Like, kings.
I feel like it's somewhere in, like, Arkansas.
Oh, Atlanta. You know what it is? It's New York, yeah. Florida, Atlanta.
Notice, yeah, notice,
Florida's notice a state. Atlanta is a city.
New York is a city and a state, but you said Brooklyn, so you said two cities in the whole state of Florida, which is honestly very accurate.
The whole state of Florida. Brooklyn,
I do,
all of Florida.
I love Florida, though. Atlanta. I love Florida. I love Tampa, and I love Miami. I love both, but gotcha.
Like, we know what they're doing. We know what they're doing, and I love it for them. I love it for them. So her childhood was somewhat tumultuous. She gave birth to a baby girl as a teenager, and through her child...
Though her child was adopted, she never graduated from high school. She then went on to have a brief marriage in Provo, Utah, before bouncing from city to city, eventually landing in New York City, where she realized her true potential as a career con artist. Love that for you, sis. Come on, self-actualization. Your career is crime. Love that. So
it's the Provo, Utah for me.
Right. Was you fake Mormon for a little bit?
It's the training grounds of Provo, Utah for me.
Did you get with Joseph Smith for a second? And then he was like, I'm good. Like, what happened? So her first con in 1996 involved a student from a wealthy family named Chris. Of course, his name was Chris. She began a relationship with him, which ended as quickly as it began, though Dana continued to stalk and harass Chris and his family. Damn, Dana. You was like Monica, like you was going to pull up to the house and slap your chick, tell him Monica not having it, tell him Dana not having it. Like, that's what you were doing, Dana? You was stalking?
She said, I'm going to pull up, and that's what it's going to be.
She was waiting outside his house like the NYPD. Like, you got donuts, you got binoculars. What's going on? Anytime anybody buys binoculars, you should know they about to do crime. Ain't that many people bird watching.
First of all, kudos to you for correcting the pronunciation midway, because I would have still said binoculars.
Binoculars. Like
binoculars and an ambulance. An ambulance and a binoculars.
We love a scambulance. We love an ambulance. Yes. So Dana also discovered that she was pregnant and eventually gave birth to a girl named Kennedy. So that's probably Chris' baby. She then moved to Orlando, Florida, where she committed credit card fraud, had one night stand with a bartender named Kevin, and subsequently became pregnant with her second daughter, Avery. Damn, Dana, you fertile. Damn.
No, it's literally like she has a kid as she levels up her scamming. Once she gets to the next level of scamming, she has to get another child to reinforce said scamming.
So she
has to have another excuse.
I guess she's like, I gotta feed these kids. So robbery. Love that. You know? We've talked about that so many times on the show. What would you do if your son is at home? Crying on the floor. You know, because he's hungry. You know, you gotta scam. You guys set it off. I need that money. You know, you set it off. That's my favorite part.
I was like, that's exactly what you want.
I need that money. Dana said, I need that money. Fuck it.
Oh,
I got mad at it.
That conversation was spot on. Oh my God.
It's a deep cut. If you know, you know. So she took off with Avery and Kennedy, her kids, to Indiana, where she met a man named Bill, who loaned her $5,000 to start her own cleaning business. Okay, now she's cleaning. Dana ran off with the children again and Bill's money to Massachusetts. Bill followed her and discovered that Dana was pregnant with his son. God damn, Dana!
I told you, when she completes another scam, another child shall come arrive. Like, it is like clockwork. It is Dana. Literally her, that's her M.O. That's her modus operandi. So if she had another kid, she just finished the scam. See, that's where they missed it, right
that
there.
That can't be the wrap-up to your scam is creating life, sis. Have you heard of Loestrin? Have you heard of, like, goddamn Yasmin? You know they name them after bitches you go to brunch with.
What's the one with the no hormones and the old girl from, what's her name?
Have you heard of IUDs? Like, oh, I don't know what is Schitt's Creek girl slanging? She got a little coochie pill for us? I didn't know.
Oh my God. The ad is perfect. It's so good. You have to see it. She's in her vagina and she's letting you know what the situation
is. She's in her vagina?
It's like this beautiful pink lounge. It's so cute. It's so cute. And then all of a sudden, but when she because if the premise is you only need to do this one when you getting ready for the good, so you don't even have to take it like on a daily basis. It has no hormones. I can't. It starts with a P. I want to say it starts with a P. I can't remember.
Sexy.
There we go. There it is. See?
Oh, she is in a vagina. We'll post this on the episode. She's in her vagina. Like, I imagine that's what my vagina looks like. Pink, great decorations, you know,
and
very
then,
cute.
And then, the getcha gotcha, though, when she's ready, she comes out with this, like, gorgeous little, like, gold, like, jumpsuit. And she scoops out of her vagina to go get her good. On the scooter.
on a scooter. Not you.
On a scooter. When I say scoot, she actually scoots. So she said, no sexy, no nothing. Give me my kid. I'm no ready pexy, for my no next sexy. Scam.
Get it.
No sexy, no sexy.
So despite Dana's constant betrayals, Bill moved his life to Rhode Island to settle down with Dana and her family in 2003. Though that relationship eventually fell apart, Dana must have had that good, good. She got people across the state lines chasing her down. She stole this man's money and he was like, wait for me.
Wait for me.
Nah, girl, we in love. I'm going to raise these kids like they my own. Where they come from? Several states?
I'm still stuck on, wait for me.
He ran after. He's like, hold on. I'm coming with you. So in 2004, while still in Rhode Island, Dana made her first major mistake when she made friends with a woman named Lydia, who she proceeded to scam out of nearly $12,000. You don't scam a Lydia. Lydia sounds
contagious. See, you've been scamming men, and now you're scamming a woman.
Men are a scam. You can scam them. Women, nah, you're going to make the petty jump out. Lydia? Her name was Lydia, and you thought she wasn't going to get her coins back? You're crazy. That's like scamming a bitch named Susan. I don't fuck with Susans. They're scary.
It's like Lydia would have been Karen, but Karen, you know, is the perfect description of what a Karen is.
Yeah, Lydia knows when to chill.
But a Lydia knows, especially when you trying to fuck up her money. She knows, and you about and you not, and here we go.
What Lydia happened? Got four cousins who are lawyers. You don't fuck with Lydia. Like, she's what? Gonna it, get
what?
The it,
what? It, what happened with Lydia? What happened?
So
with Lydia?
So Lydia had loaned Dana a small amount of money and a credit card, thinking it was an emergency, and Dana would pay her back from a family trust, shortly supported by documentation Dana had given her. So she got on Word, she got on Photoshop. She was like, oh, here's the paperwork. Like, I got a family trust. Yeah. Like, the paper's still hot from FedEx Kinko's. And she done printed it out and was like, it's legit. No. Okay. So soon after Lydia gave Dana the money, another woman from Rhode Island approached her saying that Dana had scammed her and that Lydia should watch out. Lydia went to the accounting firm, printed on the letterhead of Dana's, like, letter that she had given her as proof of inheritance. She discovered that no such accounting firm existed. Duh. It was like inheritance.com, Inheritance Incorporated, Family Money.
Because I feel like the situation is at the point where, like, you know, she got to scam all these menses because they wasn't checking documentation.
No,
you bring she your was documentation
that good,
to.
Good. She said, "Get you a bucket
your
and a mop."
You bring this fraudulent documentation to Lydia. She is gonna check that on site.
On site, huh? Okay, Lydia is petite with a capital T. She wanted her coins. Also, guys, this is just a lesson. Like, if anybody tells you they need money, but they got money, they lying. They lying. I'll say it one more time. They lying. Why you need money if you got money? Why you need taxes and fees if you got $1 million? Think about it. They're lying.
Lying, God.
Right,
God.
Say it like Viola Davis, lying.
Lying, God. You're right. Lying!
Truly. So Lydia immediately filed a police report on Dana. But by then, it was too late. Dana had moved on to her next con. Damn, Lydia, you got to be quicker than
that. See, that's the thing. She didn't have no kid. So the scam got messed up. I told you, it's a process. It's a process.
So abandoning her children.
Oh, and that was it.
She said, "Fuck them kids." She punted them kids. That's not right. That's wrong. So her next target was a man.
Miss Karma said, "Let me enter the picture now."
So her next target was a man named Ben, a soldier in New York, whom she convinced to shelter her from her abusive boyfriend, in quotes, because there was no boyfriend. She just made
no,
it up.
Not a service.
She was getting on the phone talking about not a service person. Ah, no, Greg. Not the Grits. Oh. Like, and there was
she's just getting lackadaisical now. Yeah. She's
and
just
abusive
making
relationships
real
are
mistakes.
Not funny. They're not funny. I'm not trying to make light of that, but I am saying that this woman made up a fake abusive boyfriend, which is insane. So she told
what
me.
What happened after that?
So Ben was eventually deployed to Afghanistan, and Dana was like she wasted no time using his credit cards in his absence. As soon as he got deployed, she was like, baby, here's a picture of me to put in your wallet when you're out there, you know, doing America's dirty work. And I hope you get back safe. I'm praying for you every night. I'm going to send you letters. I'm going to mail you pictures of my pussy in the U.S. Postal. And then as soon as he left, she was like, okay, Visa, American Express, Discover. I'll allow it. And started using his cards. So his family noticed the fraudulent activity, but when police came to question Dana, she had fled to Canada with her three children, Avery, Kennedy, and Harper, while also pregnant with another child. Ooh, she fertile.
What I tell you, every time she completes the scam.
How do you have time to be robbing people with all this labor? Like, you are giving birth, like, every other day. Like, sis, how are you doing all these robberies? You constantly...
It's literally part of her... It's part of her process. And if she can't... You see... She started messing up when she didn't have a kid. So she was like, well, let me go back to having a kid, even though I left my kid.
It's like cathartic. But let me go. She's like, how you going to be mad at me? I'm your baby mama. Like, is that how she getting out of it? Like, she's like, how you going to be mad that I'm your baby mama.
the kids is probably like, well, she got some more money now. I guess we good.
So this is four kids now by four different men. So after the birth of her son, Jackson, I love that name for a boy. Dana tried to flee back to the United States, but by that time she had felony warrants out for her in the state of New York. When she reached the Canadian border, she was stopped, arrested, and sentenced to 2 years in prison for theft and grand larceny.
So, when you add grand larceny to...
Grand larceny, like Fat Joy Boys. Yeah, you know, she's a white lady. Like, come on now.
The scam continues.
Now, she got four baby daddies. The only reason I would say, like, please don't send this woman to prison is, like, who gonna raise these kids? Like, all of her baby daddies are spread out through the continental U.S. Where y'all shipping the kids through the mail? Like, where are the kids going? I don't know. So she was put on 9 years probation and made to repay $47,000. Her son, Jackson, was put up for adoption, and her other children were separated from her. When Dana was finally released from prison, her children's fathers would not allow her to see them, so she took her daughter, Kennedy, back from her sister and fled her probation to Chicago. Dana continued to use Kennedy like a prop, often passing her off as a niece to garner sympathy from people wanting to offer help. So she'd be like, oh, I'm just raising my niece because my sister got hit by several buses. Like, yeah, it was like a bus convention and they just kept running over. I saw it all with my own eyes. And then now this is my niece and I take care of her and I'm staying beside her. You know, like she making up stories to get coins and sympathy.
If y'all can see my face right now, child.
She's like, my sister got hit by a plane. No, she wasn't in a plane crash. She got hit by a plane.
Like, she was waiting on the tarmac as it landed and got hit.
And got hit by the plane, you know? So
no air traffic controller in sight.
Why was she on the tarmac? Nowhere. Listen, don't worry about that. Don't worry about all that, sweetheart.
She got just hit by the plane.
She got hit by the plane. Like, and now I'm raising her kids. So what of it? Okay, I'm a saint. Love this. And the kid's like, mommy? She's like, yeah, she called me mommy now because of, you know, Auntie Plain murder. Like, what? Like, you are full of shit.
Wow.
And I love it.
Dana. So in Chicago, child.
Right, Dana. In Chicago, she scammed a stockbroker and his family by convincing them to donate over $72,000 to a fake nonprofit organization and charity. When U.S. Marshals came looking for her over the money, she fled to Miami, where she stole another $28,000 from a nonprofit where she had found a job. Way to turn nonprofits into for-profits. She was like, it's going to be a nonprofit for your organization, because I'm going to take the
profit. Honey, if this ain't the textbook definition of a narcissist,
oh, yeah, she's psychotic. So abandoning Kennedy. So this is her last daughter that she's holding on to. This is her daughter niece, her niece daughter, if you will.
The only one she could get access to.
Right, because the rest of them men were like, run us the babies, and you can never speak to them again. So although Dana and Kennedy briefly moved away from Miami, they ended up having to come back when police became involved in one of Dana's new relationships. Dana managed to land a job at Kennedy's school in the financial department. Now, a woman like this don't even be nowhere near a finance.
Where is her movie? I think this movie to be out right now.
Right now. Why y'all got her near a finance or a department? Like, sis don't need to work nowhere where coins could be encountered because she is a thief.
Is this what's that show on Netflix?
My friend Mike writes on that. Jenny and Georgia. Thank you, Judith. Judith just stepped
Jenny
in.
Jenny and Georgia, down, baby.
Down. Boots. So Dana managed to get this job, right? She told Kennedy it was time to go on the run again. But at this point in her life, Kennedy was now 13 and had followed her mother from state to state, barely understanding why they always had to go by a different name, why they had to move houses every few months, and why she always had to leave her friends. So now Kennedy's getting petulant. She's like, shut up, mom. I don't want to rob another bank, you bitch. I'm going to my room. She was like, over it.
Tell the truth of it all.
She was like, I ain't going on no more heist, ho. Like, she's like, going home. I ain't mad at Kennedy. She signed up to be a criminal. You gotta want to be a criminal. I don't want to place criminality on people. That's not fair.
Ocean's 8 taught us that. It's some girl thinking of they scam, but it was not Kennedy.
No, Kennedy said, I'ma head out. She was like, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to rob another man.
The remix is so much better.
Every time I walk out the door, we're caught up in another scam.
I thought where that one was going. I was like, I got it.
Right. She was like, I don't want another stepdad. I don't want to take away his life. I don't want to be a scammerer. I don't want to be a scammerer. She said, I don't want to do it no more. Okay.
I don't want to be a scammer no more.
Right, like, I don't want to be a scammer no more. I'm tired of doing cons and running out the door. Like, yes, like, love it. So delicious. So she was tired of the constant running and told her mother she wanted to stay. Dana said okay and left her in the empty Miami house while she ran to Savannah, Georgia.
I quit. Dana, go to jail. Go to jail.
Then it's like, you don't want to come. Okay.
You ain't about this life? Good to know. Stay your ass at this house.
See ya.
That I paid for with fraudulent funds. Good luck. Okay.
She was like, Mom. She has left. How you gonna head out on your kid? How you gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna head out? Like, what?
Wow. I did not expect to hear it. I mean, I'm not surprised, but just how immediately she said.
With the deuces. Like, no.
At the house that is paid for, that fraud built.
This is so disrespectful to your child. You are a bad mother. And like, listen, I know all types of people listen to this podcast. Some of y'all have relationships with your mom. Some of you have good ones, bad ones. Maybe your mom's no longer with us. Like, I you know, maybe your mom was trash. Like, I'm not trying to trigger you. Like, I honestly, like, I'm laughing, but I'm not. The situation actually isn't funny for the child. But it's hilarious to me that the mom was like, I bet later. Like, nigga, what? Like, this your last kid. They took the rest of them away from you. And you gonna dip on the last one? She was standing 10 toes down for you. She was ride or die. You were like, oh, you getting off the ride? All right, bet. I'm going to Savannah. See ya. Like, she disappeared. She faded out like Thanos.
And you know, like, she didn't tell her. You know she didn't tell her not one word.
So eventually Kennedy ran out of money because, duh, like, she's a child. Like, you know, some children are employed, but not all. And
not a 13-year-old who out here scamming.
She ran out of money and had to call the police, which led her back to foster care and living with her aunt. So also wild to me that, like, you run out of money and you're like, hello, 911. I'm broke.
That's one way to do it.
Should we listen? The police ain't shit. Should we all be calling them and be like, hello, 911? I ain't got the light bill.
I don't have it.
They about to turn my gas off. Ma'am, this is not an emergency. Yes, it is. I ain't about to have no heat. So what can y'all do for me? How can we work this out? Like, see if it works. So meanwhile, Dana continued to scam her employees, running off with $30,000 in Miami to flee to Asheville, North Carolina. So she's still stealing large sums of money. I will say this about Dana. She got self-esteem because she ain't waking up and stealing for less than $20,000 a day. Like, she's like, if I'm going to rob you, I'm going to rob you. I'm not taking $1,200. I'm not taking $50.
All your munties is mine.
Give me the munties. I want all the munties. Yes, Dexter. So Dana reenacted her earlier relationship pattern. She began a relationship with a man named Matt. I love that all these men have basic ass names. Chris, Ben, Matt, Bill. All these men are a scam. What kind of names are these? Like,
it's the Bill for me.
William?
Bill.
Your name better be William. It better not be William. Bill. Bill. What kind of names are these? Are y'all lying to her? Y'all are scams too. That's why she scammed you. Every man is a scam. Bill, definitely a scam. Ben, we know that's fraud. Like, Matt, like, what are these names?
Hey, now, my best friend's name is Matt, and he is not a scammer, just so we're clear.
I don't know. He might be. You might not know. You might not know. Matt got some, he got some tricks up his sleeve. Believe that. It's like one of the most common names. You would do all kinds of crime with your name Matt. I thought about changing my name to Matt. Lacey too distinct. And a black Lacey? Oh, they got me in a lineup so quick. I'm about to be Matt Mosley. Come on now, go Matt Mosley. I'm invisible. Matt Mosley, you see my face, you'll never remember it.
That is a very inconspicuous name.
Y'all, my name is Matt name. My name is Matt now, okay? So Dana reenacted her early relationships, and she started up with Matt, and then she broke up with him and moved to Denver. She then told him she was pregnant with his child, which prompted him to uproot his life to be a father. Damn, these niggas be chasing Dana! They be chasing her! Soon after, Dana disappeared with their daughter, Arden, leaving Matt searching for them for years. So she really was pregnant, because if one thing Dana gonna do is get fertilized.
She has to complete the scam.
She gonna have a baby. Like, I feel like Dana's almost like a serial killer where they keep trophies, but after every scam, she get a baby. She like, this baby will remind me of this robbery.
That is the modus operandi.
So, getting caught. Dana's final days of freedom came when she tried to scam the wrong woman. See, Dana, you know that you live in the realm of scamming cishet men. Why are you scamming women? You know that's not your bag.
Like you said, she got self-esteem and confidence.
But it's like, leave the women alone. We pettier. These men, at least you got a baby by all of them. You like, you trying to put your baby mom in jail? Trying to put your baby mom in jail? Like, at least you got something on them. Women, they don't care. They could put you in jail. What are you doing? So in fall 2016, she offered her services as a grant writer for Nashua's mayor office in Nashua, New Hampshire. Kim Kleiner, the mayor and chief of staff, looked forward to having more help. Kleiner said she seemed excited and seemed capable, and she was very smart. Yeah, she's all of those things. She's capable of robbing you. She's excited to get your money. She's very smart in how she cons you. You weren't wrong. You don't want these skills that she got. So she was found to have tried to get access to the city bank account numbers and what she described as part of an effort to solicit grant money. So now she's like, so where did the city keep their money? No, yeah, like, no, the city in New Hampshire. Like,
she said,
in
let
New
me go
Hampshire.
Straight to the source. I need the source of the money.
Nashua, when y'all get city taxes, are we at Western Union? Are we at Wells Fargo? Are we at Bank of America? Like, where are the taxes coming in? So I can get parts. Love that for her. So she was found to try to get access to these banks, right? Kleiner described the situation. She said she wanted to know what account the money had to go into and how it worked, who accepted it, information. And I was like, you really don't need to know that. When denied, Dana supposedly broke down in an emotional, bizarre scene. She was like, I need to know where that money is. What bank do y'all use? I got kids. I mean, this is irrelevant, but it just really upsets me that y'all don't trust me enough to tell me, like, where the bank is at and, like, what's the safety deposit box.
Oh, my God.
And give me a key.
Oh, Lord.
What? So for Kleiner, this was the last straw. Okay, so she made the weird scene, right? Then Kleiner eventually told Dana that her position at the mayor's office wasn't working out, to which Dana responded with threats against Kleiner's family. So Kleiner was like, hey, you know, you crying about us not giving you the banking information, very weird. I just feel like this is not a good fit. Kleiner was like, I'll kill you and everyone you love. And she was like, okay, that was a lot. Feels like an escalation. I'm firing you. You're talking about murdering my family. You're like, I know your grandma live at 824 Porch Lane, bitch. She getting it tonight. Like, this feels like a lot.
Honey, she got cocaine.
She said, I'll kill everybody, everybody you love. So on May 7th, 2021, she called her friend in the FBI, Agent Mark Hasselbeck. How do you got so many friends in the FBI?
Okay. First of all, how has this woman been... I'm done. That is a Hasselbeck if you ever seen one.
That's a Hasselbeck.
That's a Hasselbeck if you've ever seen one. But this woman been scamming till actual 2021.
2021, the year of our Lord, 2021. Through the pandemic, through COVID, didn't stop her back.
The money she got from the pandemic, Lord only knows.
I'm sure she had a COVID testing center. I wouldn't put it past Dana.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I definitely should have mentioned this earlier. But one of them testing sites definitely scammed me. Should have known when they brought out the nasal swab.
It was a
didn't have a test. No, it was a normal nasal swab. But they didn't have another test tube to put it in. She put it back in the envelope that she got.
The envelope.
Back in the little thing. That you pulled the nasal swab out, came back 2 minutes with a COVID test that had it circled, talking about, yeah, you need to take some Mucinex. You're just fine.
She swiped your nose with a Q-tip and put that shit in a Smart and Final bag and said, you good?
Might as well.
That'll be $50.
Might as well.
Love this.
I can't believe I forgot about that one.
Damn. And I've talked about fake COVID testing centers on this podcast. Damn, they got you. I hate to see it, but also I love to see it. Hilarious, but also bad. Also bad. This pandemic is killing also, people.
Also bad.
Also if horrible. You,
if you do test positive at an actual testing site for
Lord Jesus. They was just doing vibes. They was just like, yeah, you feel like you have COVID. No, that
but
one
was
again, like he got it.
But no, you know what she did? She killed me. Wakanda. She was like, guys, you don't have it. I just want to let you know you're fine. Everything's fine. It's okay.
Disarmed you.
She kindness. Disarmed. And then when I went to another testing site, it was a different story.
Right, something that actually was legit. So Kleiner done called her homeboy Mark Hasselbeck and was like, Hasselbacka. So not even Hasselbeck, Hasselbacka. And told her about Dana. So she called the F to B in the I. She didn't even go to the popo. She said, let me call. Hello, government. Hello, F to B in the I. Yeah, y'all know y'all.
Federales.
So Hasselbacka accompanied a local police officer to Lawrence's home where she was hiding in the basement. So Dana then hid in the basement because she knew they was coming for her. When Dana was taken in for questioning, she initially claimed to be Jenna Kaplan and that she was on the run from her abusive ex. So the fake ex who abused her came back up.
Wait, have we gone through all her names yet? Have they listed all of those yet or no?
They have not. She had a lot of names. I don't know what they all are, but she was Jenna at this point. So her real name eventually came out along with a string of 15 aliases and dozens of scams across 16 states. Do we not have her aliases? Because I really want to know what they are. The ones that we know of are Miranda Matthews, Genevieve Morgan, Jenna Kaplan. She was using the surname Lauder. I feel like this is like that DMX song with like, it was Keisha, Tisha, Wanisha. It was Cookie. I met her in an ice cream parlor. Like, I feel like she just listened to DMX is what they really want and was like writing down the names like, okay, Keisha. And then Cookie, ice cream parlor Johnson.
Did I read that right? Get out. When she used the surname Lauder, she said she was the heir to the cosmetics company, Estee Lauder.
To the heir of Estee Lauder. She said, yeah, I'm Jenny Lauder from Estee Lauder.
Oui, I'm French.
I'm bitch. Au revoir. Okay. Voulez-vous coucher
avec moi,
bitch. Said, nigga, I'm Tim Apple. Like, I made the iPhone. You want a 13? Fuck with me. Like, I love this for her. And I'm so proud of her for all these fake names. Like, this is wild. So
she is the Lauder for me. Like, I'm the heir to Estee Lauder.
Estee Lauder. It's Lauder. That's how you say Lauder.
Lauder. Lauder.
So when she was taking it for questioning, she said, you know, the fake name. They figured out her fake names. Still, she was only charged with one count of identity fraud connected with using Massachusetts resident of Massachusetts social security number on an apartment application. The rest related to her many suspected crimes, which were past the statute of limitations.
Wow.
Dana pleaded guilty at her sentencing. Her daughter, Kennedy, requested to give a victim's impact statement saying, this is her daughter, I think that using a fake social security number is like stealing a piece of bubble gum compared to everything else that she's done. Oh my God, her daughter don't like her. Which makes sense.
Well, her daughter's over 13 in 2021 now. Her daughter's
right, and she left her in a house with no money. She was like, lock this bitch up and throw away the key. Okay, where are the handcuffs? Bailiff! She was like, lock my mama up.
Might as well give her a gavel.
She said, lock my mama up, lock her up, and don't let her out. Don't let
I
her
said
out.
What I said.
Damn, not your own kid. Goddamn. She was released on probation in August 2018 with specific stipulations that she can't engage in any other volunteer activities that would give her access to other people's personal information. Her daughter Kennedy believes her mother is still a threat. She said she's already back on Facebook saying she's a grant writer. She has these credentials and graduated from Harvard. Total lies. Damn, your kids even know that you ain't shit. That's bad. Your kids do not like you. They said, I don't know her. Never met her. My mother, I was in her womb. Never been in her womb. Don't know what it looks
they
like.
They said, if you can deny us, we can deny you.
Ooh, petty. All right, guys. We're going to take another quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back for the saddest part of the show, the end where I have to let Dexter go.
Robbery!
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And fraud!
And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. When YouTube streamer Valkyrie, first announced the Reflect skincare line, the products were met with much excitement. So this is, we'll see if we like this scammer. If we don't, like, we just, you know, we'll see where we feel. Like, the line was meant to offer protection for gamers against blue light pollution. Don't know what that is, but sure, let me put it on my skin. At first, Valkyrie swore that there was valid research involved, but couldn't share that what that research was, which is very common because people will be like, it's a secret formula, Krabby Patty. Can't tell you. You might steal
Child, it. The skincare scams of these late times, Purito is
a mess. So Reflect initially claimed that the blue light could cause skin damage by shrinking cells and accelerating aging and causing redness. Reflect used to release their own studies, fearing that other companies would steal research for their own profit. So they were like, okay, so we did a study. It's just like how the police be like, we investigated these bad officers. Nigga, how you gonna investigate yourself?
We have a task force on it. We have a task force.
Internal affairs? That's too internal for me.
That, like, why can't I go to court then and be like, I investigated myself and it turns out I ain't do nothing wrong? Like, let's all investigate ourselves then.
I investigated myself.
I looked into me and it turns out I'm all good. Like, what? I asked me a lot of questions and it all checked out. Story sticks. Like, what?
It all came back in the clear for me.
You cannot investigate yourself. Like, what? So, the claims were later watered down to vague statements and inconclusive evidence after the company subtly changed Reflect's website with new information in light of backlash. Valkyrie recanted a lot of the support for the company. Part of the scam also hinged on inflating fears over the harm of blue light, which, though can damage the eyes over a prolonged period, like staring at screens and stuff, it's not nearly as dangerous as viral marketing has led people to believe. They're like, blue light, shrivel you up. You look like the old bitch in Titanic by 35.
And here's the thing. If you can't be in the sun and you can't be inside, where are you supposed to go?
Where the hell can you go? Ultimately, the brand was shut down less than 2 weeks after its launch. And unfortunately, Valkyrie was likely another most innocent influencer caught up in a scam, having failed due to her due diligence. So Valkyrie is an influencer. She was standing by this product and was like, rub this on your skin if you're playing video games. Before you put on Mortal Kombat, rub this creams on because the blue light is going to make you old. I mean, look.
Try to moisturize your damn skin and you'll be fine.
Right. At least if the moisturizer was moisturizing, then people are getting moisturized. And it's like, did you really lose that much? Like, blue light? Like, we believe so much shit that they just be telling us, like, that's my favorite thing is, like, GMO-free shit or, like, gluten-free shit when, like, advertisers be like, this water is GMO-free. It's like, I think that's how water works. This water ain't got no gluten in it. That's how water ain't supposed to have no gluten. It's not wheat. It's water. Okay. Like, you know, like, what? This water ain't got no parabens. Yeah, it shouldn't. That's, like, something they put in, like, lip balm. Like, what do you mean? Like,
make it make sense. Just make it make sense.
Or when companies start advertising, like, made with real meat. It's like, what was it made with before? Like, why are you telling us it's real meat now? This is confusing.
Because it wasn't.
McDonald's chicken nuggets. All chicken now.
All white meat now. All white meat. What was it before?
What was it before? It was a little bit of toe jam and whatever. We could really scrape up. Like, what? I mean, we all know. FDA approval is a scam. They just be paying the FDA, and the FDA be like, yeah, it's lit. And then you see a commercial at 3 a.m. like, have you taken Zantac or you and a loved one have now gotten cancer? Turns out the FDA was like, just playing, Zantac's bad. Like, what? Like, so it is what it is. But guys, we reached the end of the
episode. Whoever got that check ready, is approved.
This is a fun one. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. As always, we like to ask on this show, Dexter, where would you like to be found? Anything you want people to see? Any place you want people to follow you? Anything like that?
I am @DexRated on most platforms. I think Twitter, there's like a dash. And even if you migrate to like the Facebooks, just type in my name. The Book of Faces. There's a check on my actual profile. So it's, if you don't see a check, it ain't me. So, hopefully got some things I can tell you about later, but can't tell you about them right now because NDAs are great.
Yes, well, follow so you can see when those NDAs statute of limitations are up. Guys, as always, Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms if you want to see all the photos that we've been talking about during this episode. And if you want to follow me, DIVALACID Valacy on all platforms. Guys, podswag.com/scamgoddess. Get that merch before I switch it up. You know, I like to keep the tricks guessing. All episodes of iCarly are streaming now on Paramount Plus. I don't have a season 2 date yet. Stop asking. I will tell you when I know. All episodes of Black Lady Sketch Show season 2 are streaming now on HBO Max. And
they all so good.
Thank you. Congregation, stay scheming.
Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
not the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.